This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
So, you having fun?
Oh, are you kidding? Fuck yeah, I am.
Hey, Nathan, we're about to go down the roller coaster.
Whee!
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction, Season 11, Super Hilarious, Mega Funny, Intro Bumper, or whatever. Where's David?
I don't know. Oh, David's here.
Yay!
He hasn't said anything. Hi, David.
He's probably, like, away from his keyboard.
Or he just joined and his headset's going on.
Oh, true. There's that too.
Logan's not on tonight, right?
Correct. He got press ganged into working.
Right, yeah.
David, you used to make the joke about how remixes had very nice crystalline mitochondria. But you know what sidechaining is now? You could actually make music.
Making music would require something called talent, and I just don't have that.
Okay, replace the word talent with effort, and I agree with you.
All right, so making music would require something called effort, and I just don't have that.
You have enough effort to ride people's coattails. That does require a lot of conniving.
Yeah, but it doesn't require any, as you say, effort.
Well, hey, I guess it depends on what...
No, all I gotta do is trick you into thinking I'm likable, and then I can fucking sail to the sky.
You're like Jeremy Clarkson, only less likable.
That's right. You see, Richard Hammond, you might have really good teeth. And, what's the other one? James May? You might actually be very good at writing things in a poetic manner, but I'm overbearing and oppressive in both my stature and my fisticuffs.
You're not overweight.
Yeah, I am.
You're over height.
No, I'm both.
David Clarkson.
Steve, are you recording?
Yes, I'm recording.
Just gotta make sure.
I know.
$80 a piece. $310 if you buy the whole set.
What are you looking at?
Gorillas figures.
Okay, we are indeed live.
No, it's live with Friday Night Fan Fiction with your host, Stephen Brushfire.
That's not us. We did not do the fusion
David
dance.
David Bortz. Sean Legendre.
Did you just say David Bortz? That is my father's name, and he's dead.
Oh, Deadly Bortz.
Deadly Bortz sounds like the name of a movie.
It sounds like a bad enemy from like a Streets of Rage game.
That does sound like that. Anyways, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I'm Steve-O, yada, yada, yada. Logan's not here. Val, David, and Sean are here. Let's just get right to the story because I'm really excited for this one.
Right.
It's not the eggs ones, is it?
It's not one of the eggs ones. And I want to know who in like 2018, I think that was when those stories were submitted, who submitted just a dozen egg preg fix?
Why are we just now getting to 2018 stuff?
Because there are literally 2,000 stories in our to-read queue.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
You see, the internet is a horrible place.
I made the mistake of putting the Google form online at first without requiring email verification.
Steve, can we get a replica IWGP heavyweight championship?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me to buy the Gorillaz figurines.
No, this is more expensive.
How expensive?
Isn't it like $400?
It is like $400, yeah.
That's $400 we could put towards the compound.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also $400 we could use to crown a new wrestling champion. What are you
looking at? Speaking of crowning champions, hi, Judy, best host.
Judy's on the treadmill.
Nice.
It's $400 that we can put towards the championship belt to have at the compound.
Yeah, exactly, Steve.
Our compound is just a pay-per-view.
Actually, you know, that's a great concept for a living quarters.
Don't beat me up on the ramp, a.k.a. the walkway to your bedroom. All right, we're reading Friender Bender, which is a Metalocalypse fanfic. I'm very excited because Dave is going to start this. Author, love your name, Thrill Bro Swaggins.
I just entered my name, Thrillbo. You have entered Thrillba.
Steve-O, can you buy David a Valve Index?
I mean, yeah, can you do that? That'd be pretty rad.
No.
In fact, let's just trade a Valve Index for all of that computer hardware.
No.
Damn.
I'm just typing yes. it in Patreon. No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Baby. Baby.
Baby is asleep.
Gravy? All right. So anyway, this death clock, Frienderbender.
Yes, Dave. It's Pickles / Nathan. Summary, their first Frienderbender and their first time. You know what they say? You create the content you want to see.
Hear me out. Before you say no, can I not read this fic if I'm allowed to do the speaking voices?
You just want to do Pickles and Nathan?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I'll start. It was so weird when Pickles had perched himself in Nathan's lap that first time. The big guy almost hadn't reacted. It had felt natural, like pulling on a favorite pair of pants after a long day of being forced to wear dress slacks.
Brutal.
In fact, it had felt pretty great. Pickles had his legs draped across Nathan's, one leg almost twining around him. The drummer's arm was locked securely around Nathan's neck, and his other hand clutched a bottle of vodka, which he set down on the coffee table they were sitting in front of in their hotel in France.
It's New Amsterdam vodka. It's one of the best you can have, Nathan.
And then his hetero dude brain kicked in and reminded him that he wasn't supposed to like this at all. It suggested to him that he should be pushing Pickles off his lap right now. And calling him a name that normally Nathan wouldn't use.
Baby?
Maybe baby.
But he knew he couldn't do that. This was their vacation, their Frienderbender. He'd had no idea where Pickles had come up with the name for their little getaway, but it was... I'm scared now. It was sacred now, and he didn't dare ruin it, but he felt he had to say something.
Pickles, you are laying in my lap. Do you know that?
Hmm?
The redhead raised his head to grin at Nathan, two shamrock green eyes sparkling like emeralds. God!
I thought Pickles had blue eyes.
I don't remember. This story does make me want to go back and watch Metalocalypse.
He has brown eyes, so they're completely wrong. Oh no, here's a hyper-realistic Pickles.
Oh no!
Pickles drank vodka, which was actually antifreeze.
Oh yeah, antifreeze. It really feels good going down.
That's why my eyes are green and I can no longer see.
I can't see, but man, I feel really good.
God, Nathan's stomach clenched as it sometimes did when he looked at Pickles. Wondering not for the first time whether this little jackoff knew just how pretty he was then and now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pickles drawled out, giggling a little. As both his arms wound themselves around Nathan's neck.
Actually, you know, I'm not sorry. You're really comfortable right now. And I can't get up. I'm falling, I can't get up. Remember that old lady?
Nathan chuckled in spite of himself.
Yeah, remember when Squizgar used to, like, get up and go in his room really fast when that commercial would come on?
Pickles made a face at the memory.
Ugh. I don't want to think about Squizgar and his fucking old lady fetish right now.
No, come on!
Yeah, remember he was in the grocery store? He's like, yours is what we call a gilf, a gmilf, a grandma's I'd
yes,
like to fuck.
Yes, I remember now.
This was about getting away from the other gays, remember?
Right, sorry.
Said Nathan, his arms came down to rest across Pickles' legs.
But also for getting really... really fucked up, which we're doing.
Yeah.
Pickles agreed. The fingers of his right hand were winding themselves into Nathan's hair.
So, you having fun?
Oh, are you kidding? Fuck yeah, I am.
Hey, Nathan, we're about to go down the roller coaster.
Wee.
This had actually been the best time he'd had in quite some time. No murder face to ruin everything with his shitty attitude.
Oh, no.
Or Toki to get too drunk and start puking everywhere. Or Squizgard to start drama with Toki or murder face. Or Charles' constant naggy reminders. All that noise was gone, and it was just him and Pickles.
Gentlemen, it seems that Pickles and Nathan are on a friender bender. We'll go to our expert on friender bending and the associates thereof, Dr. Otto von Schnitzelpuss Krakendisch Schagmeier. Dr. Otto von Schnitzelpuss Krakendisch Schagmeier. Their friends that go on a friender bender are going to have an awfully good time, if you know what I mean. And then they'll get too comfy with each other and start having casual relations. Yes, gentlemen, I am talking about Nathan Explosion and Pickles the Drummer of Death Clock having intercourse with each other. Real butt stuff, do you know what I mean?
My God, the moral decay would just eradicate the entire metal scene as we know it.
We should strike them now while we have a chance. No, let them fuck.
Okay.
That was an ad-libbed scene between me and Steve, the best of the crew.
Hey!
Oh,
hey.
Well, thank you.
I'm sorry. What's his name? Ski Boy?
Ski Boy?
Canadian Weed?
Ski Boy?
Yeah, the bassist of FNF, Sean Lawler, over there.
Oh. Come on, I'm at least tambourine level.
Yeah, and he's got unkempt triangle hair.
Oh, I thought you said Skeet Boy.
No, not Skeet Boy. That's gross. Sean's a lovable man.
Oh, no, he went to the boo box.
No, Sean, come back. Your hair is mostly kempt and less triangle.
Sean, does forgiveness happen?
Maybe. We'll see.
Logan ain't half bad. Val ain't half bad. Sean, Skeet Master.
Yes. Put that in your title.
Frostbeard the Skeet Master.
It's
like an 80s supervillain, but before they had words for that. I mean, realistically, the joke should have been directed at Logan because he's not here to defend himself, much like Murderface isn't.
Ow, my groin!
My leg! My third leg! Anyway, references, ladies and gentlemen. That's the best comedy.
Pickles, whose face was now very close to his own.
Good.
He murmured and leaned in, kissing Nathan softly. Val, I need more kisses from yours. Nathan's eyes widened and he stiffened at first, unsure of what to do. Pickles was kissing him. His drummer, his best friend, was this a joke?
Oh no.
This is not a joke.
I'm not laughing.
This is not a joke.
I don't want that many. Figure it out.
He knew there had probably been some, you know, experimenting back in Pickles' glam days.
Back when what band was he in? Snakes and Barrels.
Snakes and Barrels. Like I said, I gotta go back and watch it now. It's like
I'm watching all of it right now. So the system that my wife and I have when we go to bed is I pick a show to watch, she picks a show to watch, and we watch them together back to back. I picked Metalocalypse and we're going through that, and she's watching Star Trek Voyager. So it's a good time.
Where are you at in Metalocalypse?
We are in season 2, episode 10, I think.
You're farther along than me. Metalocalypse to me is like Super Metroid or Earthbound. I'll restart it like a million times, get 30 minutes in, and then...
So you're in episode 1.
Well, no, okay.
You're on Sewn Back Together Wrong.
Sewn Back Together Wrong!
The ones I remember Mermaider, I remember the...
That's season 2.
No, Mermaider was like episode 3 in season 1.
No, Mermaider is not season 3, or is episode 3. I'll look it up. Mermaider.
Mermaider, 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 Mermaider.
There are no fingerprints deep underwater.
That's true. There are no fingerprints deep underwater. Nothing to tie one to a crime.
And if you seek vengeance, all you need is instruments of pain. You need knives.
Check. Rope. Check. Dagger. Check. Chains. Check. Rocks. Check. Lizards. Check.
Acid check.
Body bag check.
And that
Mermaid.
And then like a sweet guitar solo.
Oh.
Murder.
Oh, I thought you were going to do more Mermaiders. Mermaid, it'd be funny murder. If I moved you to the boombox.
Oh, no, I stopped. This was season one, episode 7. Yeah, it's still season one, but you didn't. You got halfway through season
one. I made it farther than 30 minutes. You're right. Pipe. Check. Hammer. Check. Axe. Check. Subjects. Check. Location. Check. Desire. Check. Vengeance. Check.
Murder. Mermaid.
All right, I'm going.
Murder.
I'm going back. But he knew the guy liked women as much as he did. Val?
What?
Your turn.
Oh. What an answer. Val? What? The fuck do you want?
I'm like, am I supposed to know something where I'm...
Val, check. Sean, check. David, check. Logan.
Not check.
Sir, we're a little out of Logan right now.
Go check in the back.
I'm in the back and there's no Logan.
Check even further back.
Yeah, keep going. Leave the store. Go to a different store. Grab Logan.
I'm sure we ordered a Logan last week. We should have it in now.
Why do we have the Springfield mystery spot back in the back room?
Well, you know.
In case.
So we could have Ozzy Davis fall down for infinity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. Go ahead, Val.
But God, his lips felt so good. His beard was soft. That small body was pressed against him, and Nathan wasn't disgusted by it.
I don't hate this, I guess.
Good.
Most girls didn't kiss like this. Like they actually wanted to. Like they liked you for more than your money or fame, or in this case, your giant dick.
That actually is canonically correct.
Nathan Explosion has a gargantuan pino?
Yes. In the conclusion of the series, the Doomstar Requiem.
The conclusion?
He professes in song that his dick is big as a shoe.
That's cool.
How can I be your hero when my dick is big as a shoe?
Well, the problem therein is that there's many different sizes to shoes. For example, I just got Xavier some 12-month infant shoes.
Yeah, but Nathan's shoes are clearly bigger than that. He's probably referencing his own shoes.
Yes, but he doesn't say as big as his shoes. It's as big as a shoe.
What about Murderface's shoes? Murderface's shoes are gigantic. Why? I think it would be really weird to reference Murderface's shoe.
Look at my cock!
Well, yeah, he did perform a bass solo with his penis. A slap bass solo.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty good, too. Like, I'll be real.
Just seeing him flex his stomach muscles from behind was really awkward.
If anybody here who's listening to us hasn't watched Metalocalypse...
It's good.
It's good, but you also have to pretend... to not care about gore, because that show has a lot of it.
Yeah.
And my wife keeps going like, oh!
Oh, you mean like the coffee melting all the faces?
Yeah, the Duncan Hills coffee.
The record executive's eyes exploding due to decompression.
Yeah, that's Dick Nubler.
You're so mature.
What? I'm going to quote Devin Gallo on this. You know it's made an impact on you when you remember the name, the full name of the character on screen. We were talking about I Am Legend at that point, a movie that I did not care for, but he liked because it was a good popcorn film.
We're not going in that direction. Val, please continue reading about popcorn. Nathan Explosion's gigantic
popcorn,
penis.
Popcorn yeah. film.
The ones who did, he'd learned, would later end up stalking you. Before he knew it, Nathan was kissing back.
Okay, so fairly recently we watched the episode where Nathan had a girlfriend. All I could see are the bunch of groupie women who were like showing him their tits and stuff, and he's just like,
oh my god, Nathan Explosion, I fucking love you, I wanna have your semen all over my titties! I can't. I have a girlfriend! And then all the girls are like, oh no!
It's really stupid, and I fucking love.
Let's watch the rest of it together like a family.
Yeah, let's do that right now. In fact,
not right now, not during the show.
As the sole proprietor of Friday Night Fan Fiction, I am hereby decreeing
that
FNF is
canceled.
And we are now transitioning to an all death clock podcast.
No.
Hey, everybody.
No.
Welcome to the.
Thank you.
Real fucking mature, bro.
Okay. Pickle shifted in his lap to a straddling position, arms still wrapped around Nathan's shoulders.
Oh my god.
The kiss grew deeper, but still slow and tentative.
Yeah.
I sure hope my tiny Irish body can take it.
Pickles wasn't trying to rush things, which Nathan was thankful for. This was brand new territory for him. Instinctively, however, Nathan opened his mouth a little wider, letting the tip of his tongue caress Pickles' zone. The redhead moaned softly when he felt Nathan's tongue. He broke the kiss to catch his breath.
Oh, God, Nathan!
Yeah, I know!
Nathan was breathless and panting, too. He didn't want all the clothes on, suddenly. The room was way too hot, and all he wanted was to feel soft, freckled, naked skin against him.
Wanna move this over to the bed?
The bed is just spikes!
Oh, this is very pain. Why did we let Murderface design a bed?
Pickles made a small, grateful noise under his breath, a mixture of a sigh and a moan, and slid down off of Nathan's lap, only to grab his hand and pull him to his feet and to the already unmade bed. They kissed clumsily as they helped each other pull off their clothing, each article thrown across the room. Nathan's hands roamed across Pickles' body, just feeling him. He was right, the drummer's skin was unbelievably soft.
Wow, do you exfoliate, Pickles?
I choose to believe that Nathan's like, you're not ticklish, are you? Tickle, 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 tickle.
Hey, Pickles, want to hear a funny joke? Tickles, pickle.
He felt Pickles' hand trailing down his chest and stomach, wrapping themselves around his cock, which was already hard, but now that those agile hands were on him, he could probably cut through metal with the thing. He gasped, thrusting instinctively.
Fuck, Pickle!
Sorry, I had a pizza roll in my mouth.
Fuck pizza roll! They're always too hot!
Yeah.
Or too cold!
Both.
Yeah, you know, you never get the temperature right, they're never the right flavor.
Nathan, you could just have one of your chefs cook them.
No! The point of pizza rolls is to cook them yourself when you're hungry.
Beautiful. So are you just Brendan Small now?
Oh, God, I would love to be that talented.
Hey, don't sell yourself short. You're probably at least half of Brendan Small, so you're either...
I'm like a quarter Brendan Small, so I'm like a Brendan Micron.
Brendan left leg, right torso hawk.
Ooh, could it be a Brendan Hamhock? That'd be pretty rad.
Yes, your new name, I christened thee Brendan Hamhock.
Wonderful.
Brendan Hamhock is also your stripper name.
Oh.
Wow. You now have an excuse to wear a butcher box and only the box on stage.
If you look at it really closely, it spins around my cack really nice.
I'd subscribe to that OnlyFans.
Pickles looked up at him again, the haze in his green eyes taking on an almost worshipful shine.
My eyes are actually brown, Nate. You okay, Nate?
God, I'm more than okay. This is fucking amazing!
Nathan said while drinking the rest of the container of bleach.
You see, we're 90% water, and bleach is 90% water. Therefore, we are bleach. Drink this, Murderface.
All he wanted to do right now was keep thrusting into those hands.
Hey, good. Slow down. I don't want to bust too soon, trust me.
Pickles let go, and he kissed Nathan slowly again, pushing him down to sit on the side of the bed.
Pizza roll, sorry. I'm going to take care of you tonight, babe. Don't you worry.
David, if you have to make excuses, you have to make excuses in a voice from Metalocalypse of your choice.
I'm sorry, I just ate a pizza roll.
Oh, I don't want to think about him with those ridiculously spindly lips trying to eat a pizza roll.
They're too thin, you know it. I got Neanderthal DNA.
Well, you see, Murder Faces has got the Neanderthals' DNAs, and he's not the one who's good at articulates himself.
Oh, wowee.
It's just the Dave show tonight.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah, this is the Dave showcase.
Finally, Dave's moment in the spotlight.
Finally, after 11 seasons, I run the show.
You do not. Steve-O said as he took down his poster of Brendan Hamhock crying.
Hey, Steve-O.
What?
I do cocaine.
Yeah, you do. Go ahead. David's stuck again.
The needle is skipping.
All right, like this weekend, can we watch the Doomstar Requiem? I actually legitimately think it's a good rock opera.
Sure.
All right, cool.
Okay.
I don't want to blush too soon.
Nathan shivered at those words, and he watched Pickles drop slowly to his knees without tearing his gaze from Nathan's, and then that mouth was wrapped around his cock.
Keep saying Nathan's, it's just a hot dog.
I didn't authorize this bread deal.
It's Nathan's new murder dogs.
They'll murder your hunger.
Each one has its own implement of destruction made directly into the meat.
Does your hot dog contain radium? Or flavor?
Not another we started this season with radium, and we're going to get to the middle of it about radium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Marie Curie worked on radium and then died of lack of chemo. Anyway.
Fuck. Fucking God.
Hey, Steve, whenever, like, they actually curse, can you put the... Like, the... Can you do that?
No.
Great. Cool. That's all I ask of you ever.
That's a lie.
Nathan was already a panting, swearing mess, hair covering most of his face, one hand reaching down to ensnare itself in those dreads. That tongue encircling the head, working its way slowly down to the base.
Pickles has a comb-over dread, too. I feel so bad for Pickles and his hair situation.
I know. Down to the base, the hot, sweet-sucking friction. It was too much, and if Pickles kept this up, he would definitely be losing it soon.
You're so good at this! How can you be so good at this?
I don't know why he's Batman now, but...
Also, I like the disagreement that's going on in the Patreon chat. Wooly says, Kogel hot dogs are better than Nathan's Fight Me. Heber National or get the hell out.
Nuh-uh, it's Wieners all the way.
I'm a Brightleaf man myself, so...
Everybody's got a different dog.
I don't like Franks.
You don't like my dogs, you can get out. Batman.
But Nathan couldn't keep quiet, his voice a low, trembling rumble with an almost frantic edge. Well, there you go. He was turning into Batman.
Creavers!
This was so amazing, but it was scaring him how much he liked it. How much he loved the guy giving him head, and not just any guy.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah?
Steve.
Yes?
This is Nathan Explosion.
Yes?
David, I think his name's David. Brushfire. He paid me on Cameo to say, Creavers.
I thought you were gonna say he told me to tell you to buy him Wolfenstein.
Why would anyone do- He already owns, like, every Wolfenstein. If a new one comes out, though, you owe him, but,
Do I now?
Yeah.
I'm still very, very upset about you, after I gave Wolfenstein, continuously hounding me to give Wolfenstein, even though I had no more Wolfenstein left to give! Anyway, Sean, you're up.
Sean!
Oh, yeah, Sean, it's your turn to...
Pickles pulled his mouth off of Nathan's dick.
Oh, I was just gonna do the...
Oh, that's better. Just edit out what I said, but leave the part where I said to edit it out in.
Satisfied he'd gotten him where he wanted him, and rummaged around the nightstand to look for the lube and condoms he'd brought, should they be needed in case some girls wanted to come party at their hotel room. The girls weren't needed, but the other stuff sure was. He tossed Nathan a condom and uncapped the lube.
You're gonna go easy on me, you know?
He warned Nathan as he got on the bed, lying in front of him with his legs spread, his own smaller but nowhere near tiny cock bobbing excitedly.
You're all of us as lucky as you.
Don't worry.
Nathan rumbled quietly.
I won't hurt you.
Much.
Go ahead, please keep going.
Leaning over Pickles to kiss his earlobe, working his way down his neck.
I'd, well, I mean, it's against my character in every conceivable way, but I'd never hurt you.
Pickles squirmed a little at the feeling of Nathan's lips and tongue on each sensitive areas.
Blah, 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 blah,
but he arched into it, sighing and biting his lip.
Yeah, you right thought I'd have to guide you through this.
Nathan paused, looking back up into Pickles' eyes, an eyebrow raised.
You thought I was just gonna ram it into you with no buildup? What does everyone think out about me?
Because yeah, that's exactly what... Oh, shut the hell up.
Yeah, Steve-o.
I can't say anything mean to you.
Uh-huh.
You already had to deal with the fallout of the aforementioned thrusting in without buildup.
Yeah.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
Yet.
Except that I do, and no other will do.
Nathan Explosion has decided to take up a career in crooning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing a different bit right now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine, too.
He was actually a very caring, attentive lover most of the time.
I'm not. I just want groupies to blow me.
He'd like-
Except Abigail. She was something else.
He
Spoilers.
I'm sorry, Sean.
He liked to take his time and make sure whoever he was with got as much pleasure as he did. But sometimes the groupies just wanted it hard and fast. And unfortunately, they were the most vocal about their trysts with him.
Sorry, I just had to buy somebody a Return to Castle Wolfenstein live on stream because somebody in the Patreon chat said, Steve, give Wolfenstein.
Oh, shit. Dude, everybody,
no,
make sure
no,
to tell
no
Steve.
Everybody. Steve, no, it was a one-off.
Tell Steve to give me all of the games on my Steam wish list. Do it. He's in a giving mood right now. Come on, guys. We can make this happen for me.
Basically, you're telling them to forego any selfish requests and fulfill just your one selfish request.
Yeah.
No, it's not one selfish request. Hold on. Let me count how many items are on my
Steam. Oh, my God.
List.
Yes. Please tell me how many are on
Scroll!
Your Steam.
Actually, they don't number them anymore, it looks like.
Yes, they do.
Now they're all asking for furry porn.
Oh, shit. Steve, get furry porn.
No, that's just one person. Oh, wait. That's two.
Now it's three.
My wish list has 402.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys actually want stuff.
Four.
Yeah.
How many do I have?
We're going to get through one story tonight, ain't we?
Yeah. Wish list.
34.
This is what happens when the enforcer is non.
One, two, three.
38. I have 38 on my Steam wish list.
I got 9.
Sorry, 47, because for some reason Honey Pop 2 is labeled as 38. What the fuck is this? Why does it go from 32 to 35? What the fuck? Don't counting? Anyway, it's 38, Steve.
Say it as Pickles.
It's 38, Steve.
Thank you. Back to the story, Sean.
Well, Steve, It appears that he only has 38 on his Steam wish list that he wants. So if you could fulfill that request, that'd be chomp chomp.
I'm just going to label this episode as David, parentheses, and some other people said stuff sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. This is my episode. Why do you have problems with it, my episode?
Did I say I had a problem?
You were saying things that you said that I had a problem with your episode. I don't like it, Steve.
You don't like me?
No, I don't like it.
A nightmare clown. Speaking of, we do have it fan fiction to read at some point.
Oh.
Go ahead, Sean. Read while he's distracted.
Well, he has to read right after I start reading, so...
Steve, superior to a two-letter word.
Because you have 5 letters. Way to go.
My birth name has 7.
Yeah, but your birth name nobody cares about.
Wow.
They always say it wrong.
Stefan.
Stefan.
Steven! It's pronounced Steven!
But that's, like, weird because Stephen, with the PH, is how I learned how to spell Steven first.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm Stefan. I have gills. I have a fin. I am Kevin Costner from Waterworld.
Cool.
Wooly, fuck you! It's not Stefan.
Stefan is my favorite character from Final Fantasy VII.
Fuck.
It's Mermaid Tifa, that's why Fatifan. She also has a penis, you know, Fatifan.
That's fine.
We're only on page 4, and it's been an hour.
That hurts me. S-T-E-P-V-H-E-N.
I can pronounce that. Here we go. Stepven.
Stepven.
Mm-hmm.
Stepven. You put a hole in the box.
Then you put your junk in that box. Oh, Steve, can you send me some chilies in lieu of Steam gifts?
Oh, my.
I could really, really go for some steak right now.
Who got tequila this week, Dave?
That would be my wife.
What do you mean your wife?
I'm glaring.
Let me explain. She's the one who took in the package. She got the tequila, not me.
I'm still glaring.
And I will continue to deny any wrongdoing.
Go, Sean.
Speaking of boxes and wrong spelling names, I once got a package from France that they spelled my name S-H-A-U-W-N.
Oh, God, what?
Yeah.
Shaowen.
Shaowen.
Yeah.
Shaowen. Ooh, dude. Steve, have you tried the shawarma sauce from
No, Dave, I haven't. I've been sending hot sauce to other people, just like tequila and Steam gifts.
Dude, I'm sending you some hot sauce right fucking now.
Save it! You need to buy a house!
Yeah, I'm good.
But are you?
Yeah.
All right. Pickle sat up a little, reaching out to pull Nathan gently to him for a soft kiss.
Oh, soft kiss, blah, blah, blah. Oh, is it my turn to read?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
It is. So you can't buy the stuff right now.
So,
hi.
Before you continue, what exactly were you blaming on me a minute ago?
Oh, you took in the tequila last night. Now, before you say anything, know that I'm using that as a bit, and I know full well that I took in the tequila box.
Oh!
But they can't know that. They can't know it, okay?
Why are you trying to paint me as an alcoholic?
I'm not trying to paint you as an alcoholic. I'm trying to say you was the one who got the box, so it means it's your tequila.
I didn't get the box.
But did you did get the box.
She?
Remember, in a gaslighting fashion, you got the box.
I remember someone knocked on the door.
Technically, she does.
And then you said, that's for me.
Yeah, and then I said, but what I mean is you.
And then you went and got the door.
No, I didn't. Shut up. Stop selling me out in front of my friend's wife.
I think they expect me to.
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Felix. You're doing a great job, babe. Just don't think too much.
Nathan nodded, his confidence restored.
Okay.
He replied shakily, returning to his task of making pickles truly ready for him. Mind, body, and soul. Slowly, torturously, he kissed and licked at Pickle's collarbone, working his way down his chest and stopping to lick and nibble teasingly at a nipple. Pickles gasped loudly, ensnaring his hands in long black hair again.
Ooh, neat. Keep doing that.
He pleaded. Nathan did, and his hand moved down to stroke Pickles' cock lightly until he felt the bottle of lube beam practically shoved into his other hand. He took the hint, moving down a little more to generously apply a thick dollop, making sure it was warm enough before beginning to work one big, slick finger into Pickles' tight little hole.
I would like to give credit for using the word dollop. It needs to be used more.
Yep.
It needs to be brought back.
David?
Oh. Beautiful.
That's like six different ahs. Which one am I supposed to go with?
Layer them on top of each other.
Uh-oh, he's having a grand mal.
Pickles was arching into him again, hissing in what Nathan hoped was more pleasure than pain. Nathan went in a little deeper, just to see and hear Pickles, his legs spread wide again, his head thrown back, dread snaking across the pillows, his cock leaking. Nathan licked his lips at the sight of him.
Yum, 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 yum.
God, Pickles, you're, so fucking sexy.
He groaned.
Nathan Explosion does the best Valentine's cards.
roses are red, violets are blue. You fuck with me, I'll, butt you.
Beautiful.
Somebody please make that for next year's Valentine's for me. I don't care who, I want that.
He groaned, adding a second finger to further stretch that hole. This was bringing back memories for Nathan of hazy weekend afternoons as a teenager, when he knew he was the only one at home. But he'd go to his room and lock the door anyway, turn his TV on, pop in that VHS tape of Snakes and Barrels videos.
Oh, hey, there it is.
and kneel on the bed, stroking himself to the rhythm of the music, his eyes never leaving the screen as he watched Pickles shimmy, wiggle, and gyrate across the stage, or rolling around naked in a bed of roses, glitter, and leopard print silk. Oh, God. He was going to come soon if he didn't stop thinking about that.
Next up is me. Thankfully, Pickles had had about all he could take himself and sat back up to grab Nathan's head for another, this time much fiercer kiss. David?
Wait, no, this is Pickles.
Fuck me.
He moaned when they finally broke apart.
Are you sure?
Fuck me now, Nathan.
I want to hear it as a pissed off Pickles.
Fuck me now, Nathan.
He let go of Nathan's head, moving to lay flat on his back and spread his legs wide to give the easiest access possible. Nathan rolled the condom on, squirting another generous coating of lube down his shaft, and slowly, as gently as he could, eased the tip of his cock inside. They both felt a daunting pop as it pushed through. And Pickles cried out as Nathan growled softly, baring his teeth.
Nathan, give me more, I can take it.
Nathan pushed forward, still struggling to go slow, but Pickles arched again. Reverse headbutting, Nathan.
You like that, you squirmy bitch?
Moving downward enough to impale himself fully onto Nathan's thick member and practically screamed.
Holy shit.
Nathan gasped, his hips moving now. He was losing control, and fast. Pickles wasn't making this very easy on him. He didn't want to hurt him, but right now there was no way he could hold still. He could only thrust. That warm, wet, tight hole swallowing him. Ruining him!
God fucking damn, Pickles. You feel so good. You feel better than anyone. Anything!
He was babbling now, but he didn't care. It was the only thing keeping him from coming right now.
You're so tight and hot. Oh my God, you're fucking hot.
Pickles was on fire now.
Whoosh. Yeah, I'm on fire. I'm tight only because you got that huge fucking kick. Why did I want to ride till I'm fucking paralyzed?
Oh. In one swift move, Pickles clamped down with those powerful leg muscles and flipped Nathan onto his back, straddling
him
with...
Double base pedal, bitches!
Olympic judges graded him very well for that dismount.
Except for the French judge.
Yeah.
Dude! Straddling him with one hand pressed into the big guy's chest.
Fuck!
Nathan yelped, taken totally by surprise at the redhead's sudden surge of strength. He couldn't help but grin feral up at Pickles, hands gripping those slender hips.
Holy fuck, that was amazing.
Pickles just grinned back and quickened his pace, throwing his head back and moaning louder now as Nathan jackhammered up into him. Hey, that's a good beat! What did you send me? Oh. David, you don't already have my email address?
No, it's... No. I want your physical address.
Okay, it's stepven@juno.net.
Juno? Nobody uses that shit anymore. Get out of here.
All right, fine. It's leathernipples@netzero.co.
That's what I'm talking about. That real shit. Yeah, dock yourself on air, baby.
No, really. It's stevowhataguy@lycos.com.
That's real.
Or I could just give you my Errol's email.
Did you have a login to Lemons and Series?
I did. You gave me one.
All right, cool. Then use that one. Level 99.
It was level 99 at lemonsandseries.com. Yeah.
I thought it was lemonsandseries.org.
No, it was a .com. You can't buy a .org unless you're like an actual organization.
I mean, you could.
Yeah, Lemons and Series was not an LLC, Dave. Anyways, Nathan jackhammering up into him, his huge hands bruising delicate skin. His moans were turning into jagged, high-pitched whimpers, and his small hands raked across Nathan's chest, leaving reddened claw marks.
Fuck, Nathan, don't stop. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come fucking hard for you.
Hearing Pickles say those words that he was going to come for him.
I've heard you say those words to me, Pickles. And, wow.
Drove Nathan over the edge.
My penis is just,
My penis is very impressed with your proposal.
Yeah, that's a really good idea, Pickles.
Pickles's penis concludes the PowerPoint.
Oh, yeah, 4-point alliteration combo. Very good, Steve.
And he cried out, driving into Pickles as hard as he could as he came.
Fucking brutal.
Pickles came as soon as he saw Nathan's face as he fell past his edge, taking in the bared teeth, the clenched shut eyes. What?
He fell.
Over the edge.
Ooh. All that beautiful black hair, it was too much for him. After a few moments where they allowed each other to regain their earthly bearings, Pickles extracted himself and draped his body gently across Nathan, kissing him again slowly. Ah, another word that needs to be brought back. Languidly.
Isn't it languishly?
Spanglishly is what you said?
Spanglish is a word. It was an Adam Sandler film.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's actually a pretty good film, too. Like, no disrespect to Adam Sandler. It wasn't one of his bad Jack and Jill films.
I remember seeing that. That wasn't good.
No, it wasn't.
Dave, you're reading. He moaned, rubbing the singer's chest and stomach.
I always knew you'd be a fun ride, but he had no fucking clue that really that was incredible.
Yeah, it was.
Nathan couldn't really talk much right now.
Oh, right, it's still me. Shit. Fuck. Nathan couldn't really talk much right now. He was too busy saying fuck.
Mother fuck. Noise.
Smoking beers, drinking weed. Drinking weeders.
Who smokes the blunts? We smokes the blunts.
There were a million thoughts going through his mind, mostly about Jay and Silent Bob. He just had sex with a guy.
If that money you don't show, then you owe me OEO. My jungle love.
OEO.
With Pickles, the only guy he'd ever make that exception for, and it had just happened. Now, what would happen? Were they, like, dating? That thought was a little too weird for him, but was it all that weird? Maybe he could date a guy if that guy was Pickles.
It's the death clock minute. Are Pickles the drummer and Nathan Explosion dating? That sets the world on fire.
Shows the world on fire.
Gentlemen, Nathan Explosion and Pickles have entered a relationship. Our expert on gay band relationships, Dr.
Maybe he was starting to realize that was all he'd ever wanted. David to continue going, a relationship with Pickles. He'd never been able to get that from a girl. A girl was great in the sack, but she could never be his friend and his lover. No girl would genuinely like and accept him for everything he was.
It's like dating somebody who gets you, you know? It's crazy.
Pickles had done that from the start.
Hey, you know, we don't really have to do all that sightseeing shit tomorrow.
Nathan suggested.
We could always stay in and, you know, hang out with
family.
Having myself a party. Clap. I was supposed to actually clap.
His hand moved down to Pickles' ass, squeezing one cheek to get his point across. For some reason, a clown horn honked.
That's Dr. Roxo, the rock and roll clown.
He does cocaine.
So Pickles' ass is Dr. Roxo's face.
Yes, and he's just sitting there. Like, you squeeze it, and he goes, cocaine. And then when you sleep at night, it tries to move you from the bed and get you closer to the cocaine you're going to put in your butt. Beeb, you read my mind.
Pickles leaned down to kiss Nathan again. He had no idea how things would be once they got back to the house, and he didn't care right now. All that mattered was this, right now. But Nathan knew one thing, right now. This friend or
bender? Wait, Steve. All right. So here's what I want you to do. I'm going to say friend or bender in both Nathan Explosion and Pickles' voice. I want you to overlay him for this, okay?
Okay.
Friend or bender.
Friend or bender.
Literally just leaving it like that.
Oh, come on. Do some work for once.
For what? Jesus.
See, that's
space.
How you make him mad.
Here lies Steve. He invested 10% of his waking life into editing fanfic smut podcasts, but Dave never cared.
Oh, you almost had me with an insult there. Dave never cared.
The harshest insults are the ones that are true. This
Frienderbender
wasn't over until Charles forced them to come back. Nathan was already planning their next one, as was I, planning the next fan fiction to read called Clowning Around by Mizu Phoenix.
Honk.
It is a Star Wars fan fiction. This was brought on entirely from the little clown horn joke that I just made. So I was like, wait a minute, we have something called clowning in the queue. Val, you are reading. And David, you're done reading all the quotes.
Oh, sweet. Thank God.
Summary. She had the most beautiful little pink honker Ben had ever seen. Oh, I'm going to take you to the bone zone, he promised. Better win myself a stuffed animal. Baby, I'm going to stuff you full of my white fluff. Okay.
Yeah, his marshmallow fluff.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can win the... Ahem. A rather loud cough startled the pair. They turned to see an older woman frowning at the pair of them. Younglings these days. She shook her head and continued to glare at them. Ray glared right back. Oh, go stuff a balloon animal up your dry, pasty cooch.
Jeez.
That's a good insult.
Chapter 1, Clowning Around. She had the most beautiful little pink honker Ben had ever seen. Sure, he had seen plenty of them before. The bright red bulbous protrusions were the first feature most looked for in a potential mate. All of his friends bragged about how big a honker a woman had, or even more lewd, how loud her honk was. Ben was different. It was not the nose that attracted him.
See, until I read that line, I thought this might have been some sort of Yoshi's Illyricosaurus story.
No. Nor the facial markings that indicated class and status within clown society. It was something far more debauched. Debauched. Freaking English language. He was attracted to the shape of a woman underneath her clothes, the color of her skin. The less pale, the better. And he would prefer her tits did not actually honk.
Speak for yourself, sir.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's kind of annoying when you can't fall asleep at night and you're trying to find a perfect position.
It's annoying if it sounds like you have one of those two-person bicycles every time somebody's feeling you up.
Yeah, not fun. If his mother or father ever found out, they would disown him without a second thought. Which was completely another bullshit because they were the ones at fault for his secret fetish. If they had not hired a human for his 10th birthday, all the cool kids were having superhero themed parties, he would never have seen what a woman looked like under her frumpy colorful clothes. Pink skin, breasts that decidedly did not honk, and a small understated features.
They really are just hammering that whole like boobs do not honk thing.
Uh-huh.
Way to ruin my immersion.
The people who made their trade as humans usually had some genetic abnormalities. Being born without a honker, the facial markings, or even the pasty white skin was an instant sentence into freakdom. Who was going to hire someone without proper class markings? It would terrify the children.
I will be back in a moment. I really have to pee. But you can keep going. After you is Sean, after Sean is David.
Okay. Ben continued to stare at the beautiful creature across the aisle. Her hair was a brilliant shade of neon orange, but instead of the normal curly afro, her hair hung straight. Her skin, an almost pale peach color, had his heart hammering, but it was the little bulb on her delicate nose that had this fun stick quivering in his red and yellow pants. Pink! Her only facial marking was two teardrops falling down her left cheek.
She was from prison.
She must be a Palpatine!
Everyone knew that to have two teardrops meant you were from the ancient house of Palpatine.
Nah, she was just hard like that.
Ha ha! Everyone knew the Palpatines. They were entrenched into the upper echelons of clown society. As a Skywalker, he had a dusting of literal stars across his skin. His family went as offshoot of the royal Nubbery line, once allying heavily with the Palpatines, at least until his grandfather ran away with the crown princess set to marry one of the Kenobi heirs.
But why is she here? And so alone?
Ben wondered to himself. He caught a glimpse of himself in the glass door where he was debating which flavor ice cream he would prefer. His midnight blue curls were tightly wound.
Wound.
Oh. Wound, wound. What difference? Tomato, tomato. His red stars were stark against his pure white skin. He was rather bulky, so his red and yellow jumper clung to his skin, rather than hanging off him. He was often teased for how his clothes never fit right, and he tried in vain to stretch the material just a bit more. His permanent frown usually only landed in floozies and bimbos. Ben released a heavy sigh.
No one wants a sad clown solo. Happy clowns are all the girls talk about nowadays.
Or so Poe often reminded him.
Stupid happy-go-lucky fucker.
Before Ben could work up the courage to talk to the unique beauty he had been staring at for the last 5 minutes, a gentle hand squeezed his bicep. Excuse me? The lilting tone called. Ben nearly tripped over his size 25 shoes. She's talking to me, he cheered, wanting nothing more than to dance around the store at his apparent victory.
Can you either pick your ice cream or move?
The beautiful creature asked. Ben frowned, his short-lived victory dying a quick and ruthless death. Sorry, he whispered as he shuffled his feet out of her way. At least she didn't notice me staring.
Hank, can you not stare at me? I know I look odd, but that's really quite rude.
Ben blanched. But you're beautiful, he blurted out. He slapped his hands over his mouth and wanted to find a hammer to bash his brains in, preferably one that had a bit of weight to it.
Yeah, right.
She rolled her eyes, then turned her attention to Adeba, turned her attention back to the ice cream selection.
But you are,
he insisted, stepping forward. The woman turned, eyeing him up and down as if for the first time. Ben swallowed heavily, hoping she found whatever she was looking for. He ran a hand through his blue curls and twisted one of the poofs hanging off his arm. Being under this woman's scrutiny was agonizing. He just wanted to reach out and...
Oh God, no!
He panicked, pulling his hand back. He had just reached out to give her chest a squeeze. He was not her friend or even family.
Fuck!
The woman's eyes burned with anger.
Did you just check to see if my breast would honk?
I came back at a good time.
Yeah. Ben's eyes widened.
No, I'm actually glad they didn't. I'm not a fan of all the honk talk. It's why I thought your nose was rather cute. Your honker is so small, it's barely there.
Oh my God, that is such... Oh, you're talking about clown stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Shut up, you fucking idiot. Shut up now. Apologize and just walk away.
Thank you, inner voice Nathan Explosion.
You're welcome.
Ben berated himself. Shit, that was rude. I'm sorry. I'm just going to go, Ben explained, hanging his head in defeat. Just as he was beginning to make his hasty retreat, he felt a tug on his oversized sleeve.
Wait,
she called out. He turned to face the beautiful creature that had his cock harder than it had ever been in his life. In the middle of the freezer section of a grocery store,
I'm Ray. She held out her hand as she spoke. Ray, beautiful sunshine in a pretty peach bottle.
Ben.
Hold on. Did you say that one more time?
Ray, beautiful sunshine in a pretty peach bottle.
All right. Still sounds like a shampoo commercial to me.
Yeah. He held his own hand. But what? Ben, he held out his own hand and gave her a gentle shake.
After removing it himself.
Ray's eyes widened in surprise. You aren't going to buzz me? Ben shuffled his feet. I'm not into electrocution friends thing.
I'm not into the electrocuting friends thing.
Fuck. I'm not into the electrocuting friends thing. My best friend wore me out of that gig when I was 12. He has a proclivity towards holding on too long, he explained, feeling the flush rise into his cheeks.
David, you're up.
Oh boy, here we go. It's David's turn. He's gonna read the thing, you know. He doesn't have the story yet, but now
he does. Of course he doesn't. It's not Metalocalypse or Boku no Hero Academia.
Hey, what's your name, kid?
Deku, sir.
Deku. Hey, can you get us an autograph from that really big guy? He's,
Williams thinks he's really...
he's really, really fucking cool!
Oh, wow, he likes to go and saves all the people. He's my favorite. Oh, he's my favorite, too. Oh, I saw him first, you little bastard!
Proceeds to disembowel Midoriya.
Yeah, there you go. He stared into her eyes, a beautiful shade of hazel. Oh, he could get lost in her eyes. No markings to distract from their swirling patterns.
He'll have beautiful eyes, he murmured.
The fuck is this?
It's Star Wars.
Star Wars, clowns. Okay. Star Wars, the Phantom Menace, the most disappointing thing since Steve.
Hey.
I wasn't going to say Liam because, you know, he's my son and I don't want to say that about him. That's rude. But I can say it about Steve because it's funny and he knows it's not true.
Because we're friends and you know that I will still hate you.
Listen, I just sent you $60 worth of hot sauce. I don't want to hear it. Oh, yeah, you like that gift, don't you? Yeah. Fucking take it.
Yeah, you take it.
You worm.
Asshole.
Yeah, you fucking... God, I don't want to even be like that.
No, you don't.
What? What? Yeah, I spent money. What are you going to do about it?
Stop it.
Okay, good. Everybody listen to what my wife's about to tell me.
Stop spending money.
There, you heard it first, folks. That means I can't spend money, which means send me presents because I can't spend money on myself anymore. My super awesome and best host of the show says I can't spend money on myself, so please send me presents.
I didn't say that.
Anyway, Ray shivered at his words.
Heck yeah,
she whispered. Ben watched her head dip down before shooting back up to stare at him with a look he could only describe as incredulous, her mouth hanging open in shock. He wanted to stop that cute little mouth of hers around his cock and sheets.
Sheets.
Ben glanced down and he could see the clear tint in his pants pointing incriminately right at Ray. It was no Batman and Bailey's yet, but it was getting close.
Barnum.
Oh.
Batman and Bailey's.
Batmum and Bailey's.
Well, you see, this is...
All right, I've been trying to repress this, but Dave, what would Nathan Explosion sound like if he were in Spider-Man 3?
That's a good question.
You've got time to work on it. Continue reading.
Tobey Maguire, I am Venom. Eddie Brock. Eddie Brock, the reporter. I photoshopped you into this picture. Please love me.
If he's James Franco, who is like,
By the way, Peter, I'm the other guy. Now a truck will run in front of me and I will hide under the counter because the scene makes no sense.
Now Nathan Explosion is in Spider-Man 3, the PS3 game.
Oh,
bugs. Very, no. Oh, the sun is going Nova again.
It's really hard to do, isn't it?
It is, as Nathan, yes.
My webs has gone out of control, Nathan!
Nathan saves me!
if you look here, the emulation is making it so that it's very bright, and I can't see where you are.
They still haven't fixed that, by the way.
Oh, good. She cut him off, placing a finger to his lips.
You have rather large hands! And you're built like a linebacker. Plus those shoes.
I'm going to be murder face instead.
Plus those shoes. I shouldn't be surprised. You do fill out your clothes quite nicely.
She purred a salacious grin, a salacious crumb making its way onto her heart-shaped face. Ben was half afraid his heart was about to burst out of his chest.
You like it?
Nathan Explosion's quite a fan of One Piece.
Set sail for One Piece. It's the name of the treasure on the Grand Line.
Nathan does strike me as a closet weeaboo.
Pickles! Pickles!
What is it, Nathan?
Have you seen this show? It's called, like, My Hero Academia. It's really good!
Nathan Explosion starts singing a cover of Cruel Angel's Thesis.
Yeah, un Goku na Tenshino Ioni.
Shonen Oshiwa Rina.
Oh my god.
I want that cover on an album.
Wow, I like that show too! Did you see that episode where the big triangle fought the bad guy?
Brendan, talk to us! Let's bring back Metalocalypse's weeaboos!
Yeah, your people contact...
Me!
We
contact
have no people.
Me! Don't talk to Dave!
We have a person. We don't have people. We have a person. So please, Brendan Small, come on. Come on our show, man. We don't have any money, though, so it wouldn't be a paying gig, but we'd really appreciate it.
We'll pay you an exposure.
Oh, God, don't say that.
No.
I've been on the receiving end of that line so many times. Everybody in the music business has done that pay-for-play, sell 100 tickets in order to play this show at your local concert thing. That is the epitome of starting in the music scene.
You have half a mind to leave my cart here and let you take me home to fool around.
Ben forgot how to breathe. He'd been doing it his whole life, but suddenly he forgot how to even perform that essential function. He dropped his shopping basket and... Are they in a grocery store?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And pulled the petite woman to his chest.
I live 2 blocks away. Give you one hell of a carnival ride.
Ray arched her neck to meet his gaze, her eyes burning with hunger.
I'd much rather take a ride on the teal-toe whore, Big Dick Ben.
While his official clown title was Ben's Forever Solo, after a particularly hard night of drinking when he registered for it on his 21st birthday, he much preferred the name Ray offered him.
I would too.
Yeah, yeah. I'd have to be like full disclosure, it's mostly adequate Dick Ben, so.
It's better than what the internet calls me, Ben Swolo.
Yeah, like fucking I'm just poured into that not having a shirt on. So
Wide Low Ren.
Yeah, Wide Low Ren. That one's my favorite. Probably why he didn't get many matches on the CAP dating app.
They say it in the next sentence.
Oh, a clown and pound. Oh, got it.
Yeah.
No one wanted the clown and pound with his permanent resting sad face.
Same.
Oh, I'm going to take you to the bone zone.
I'm going to take you to a gay bar.
Gay bar.
You're going to spend all your money.
At the gay bar. Gay bar with pickles.
Hey, let's start a nuclear war.
I kind of just wanted to end the episode there.
Perfect. We did it. Good episode, guys.
No,
let's
go. We have to keep going.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
Just Paul stretch that at the end.
Beautiful. Come on, we can finish this story. It won't take long. David. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
George Lucas.
Nathan, if you hurry up, we can watch Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Oh, that's my favorite. I can't wait to see what Shinji gets up to this week.
Does he get in a robot or not?
Like, he doesn't get that it's a really serious show, and he thinks it's like, oh, yeah, he was, he really shot the hell out of his best friend. That's brutal. It's hilarious. Like, he completely misses the point. And this is my new favorite headcanon. I don't care if your headcanon and shit is canceled. I fucking love this.
Hey, have you ever watched that show, Elfin Lied? It's really funny.
Oh, she goes around and she's like, I don't like your girlfriend, so I'm going to rip her head off.
Wow. She's like, hey, you, I don't like your boyfriend. And then just rips everything off, all of her limbs first.
Hey, she's got these invisible hands. She's like the perfect girlfriend.
She's like naked, like at the very beginning as well.
All the time.
It's so hot.
Wow, she's like naked all the time?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for coming to my anime comedy movie night. Tonight we're watching Grave of the Fireflies.
Oh.
It's really funny when the kid's skin starts melting.
We're going to hell for laughing at this.
Oh, we're terrible people.
Who is this guy? What is this guy's name? The fucking Miyazaki. Oh man, he writes a funny movie. I didn't really get the Ponyo one though. I'm not sure what that one was about. This is stupid.
This is amazing.
You know, it was really great in Attack on Titan when humanity died.
Yo, did you see Saikano? She the ultimate weapon? Like, she turns into this ass kicking robot. It kills everybody. It's awesome.
What the shit is this? Space Dandy? I don't want to watch this serious crap.
It's too serious. You keep saying things about, like, feelings and,
boobies.
I mean, I could get behind the boobies.
Yeah, I get behind the boobies parts, too.
Oh, yeah.
But, realistically, fast forward through literally everything that doesn't take place in boobies, because you'll have a better time that way. This has been Nathan Reviews Animes. Please enjoy next week's episode where we review my favorite funny movie of all time, Akira.
Hey guys, I had a rough day. Do you want to get together and watch Serial Experiments Lane?
Yeah, you want to watch something light?
Something like a Devil Man Crybaby.
Okay, now the explosion sends more anime your way.
All right, Bone Zone.
I better win myself a stuffed animal.
Baby, I'm gonna stuff you full of my white fluff.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can win the
They turned to see an older woman frowning at the pair of them.
Younglings these days.
She shook her head and continued to glare at them. Ray glared back.
Oh, go stuff a balloon animal up your dry, pasty cooch.
He was definitely going to bring this woman home to his mother later. If anything, his crotchety old man would adore his little clownette. Speaking of clownettes, have any of y'all been reading the Lemon Font story? Shit, what the hell is it called? Nichols?
Nope.
Nope.
It's about clown sex. It's kind of funny.
Gathering of the Juggalos?
No, not that. Like, so she has a condition where if she laughs, she turns into a big titty clown, and that's kind of weird, but whatever fetishes they have them. So go read it. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
It's good art. Balloon animal. If anything, this crotchety old man would adore this little clownette. Abandoning their groceries, Ben rushed them out of the grocery store. At this rate, she was going. Ben was about to take her in the aisle next to the Ben and Jerry's.
Wow.
Is about the Ben and Jerry's her over.
Yeah. Get it?
No.
Oh, you can get out.
Okay, bye. Dave, you still got one more paragraph.
I know.
What are you doing?
Typing. All right. He barely made it inside his car before Ray was on top of him, fumbling with the zipper of his jumper. He was never shopping before midnight again. Special things happened after the stars came out. Fuck Walmart. H-E-B was the place to be.
Before I read, and I consider this a Patreon bonus, you've received a gift on Steam. Steef, for being good at show, colon D, buckle up, Hebrew National.
Oh, dear.
The frantic shedding of his clothing only heightened his already throbbing cock. Angry and red, it bobbed before Ray's face rivaling the shade of his honker.
Squeeze it,
he begged. He felt her tiny palm slip around the bulbous head. She gave him a hard squeeze and he honked. He couldn't help it. It just felt so good. He covered his mouth, but the sound was already echoing around in the car. Ray smirked, her pretty blue lips pulling up into a wicked grin. Oh, I'm gonna make sure you utter noises you've never even heard of, Ben. She swore, and he watched wide-eyed as she bent down, her little pink tongue darting out to lick a stripe from tip to base. His body jerked, one hand fisting into her bright orange hair. Fuck, he never felt hair so fine! He felt her swirl her tongue around the head of his cock, and he desperately reached for the controls to lean back his seat. Unfortunately, he accidentally opened the hood. Come on, that was funny.
It would have been better had you delivered it in a Death Clock voice.
I can't do Death Clock, Dave. I'm not you.
Oh, true. You aren't me, and don't you ever fucking forget it.
No, but if we do Homestar voices, then I got that cornered in spades.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Except for Strong Bet, in which case I am always better.
Honk. Her lips encircled the head of his cock, and he grasped the control and slammed it back. As he slowly reclined, Ray seemed to match the pace of his slow recline. Da-da! Da-da-da-da! Da-da-da-da! Oh, that's decline, not recline. My bad.
Har har.
The wet heat of her mouth overtaking his senses. When the head of his cock hit the back of her throat, he honked again, and she hummed around him. Fuck! He swore, wanting to simultaneously fuck every orifice the clownette on top of him had. Wait, if you don't stop teasing me, I'm going to fucking lose it. Ray pulled back completely, and Ben was slow to... Ben was too slow to yank her back to his cock to finish what she had started. Got it. Okay. He growled as he reached out to her, feeling her hair slip through his fingers. She leaned back, just out of reach. Ray wagged a finger at him. You didn't say the magic word.
Hold on. I have to step in real quick because I'm just getting caught up on patron chat. Kagome!
Light glinting off the bit of saliva on her chin. You want a happy ending, Ben? You need to work for it. Trying to form a more coherent sentence, grunting or demanding that Ray sit on his dick was nearly impossible. Somehow, though, through some miracle, he managed to form words. Then take a ride on my fun stick so I can take you home and pound you into the mattress like the carnival slut you are. I don't like what I'm doing to this.
Well, you picked that voice.
I did, yes, and I'm sticking with it.
You could just do Metalocalypse voices.
You can always do Nixon.
Oh, no, Ray is Nixon now.
Oh, indeed.
His eyes widened for a moment, not knowing where that filth had come from. Just as an apology was about to fall from his lips, the sound of a zipper being pulled stole his waning attention span.
You better keep that promise.
Ray demanded, sliding out of her pale blue jumper and onto his lap. She bent her head and whispered into his ear.
Though you will never speak to me like that out of the bedroom, or there will be no repeats.
You know what? This is appropriate considering G. Gordon Liddy died today. Ben nodded his head, mesmerized by the sight of her dripping cunt hovering over the now almost purple head of his cock. Do I really have to say this? Yes, I do have to say this is Homestar.
Absolutely.
Would you rather I tell you how beautiful you are with your perfect little tits, that cute button nose, and that delicious looking pussy?
Homestar, you never say that to me.
I know, because you're not as attractive as Waymar in Japan.
Oh, wow.
You look like a baseball bat. Maybe a broom.
A broom.
He was completely entranced as she lowered herself onto him. The explosion of heat as she rubbed her slit along his cock sent his head reeling back into the headrest with a heavy thud. I'm just going to put the entirety of one of the Cirque du Soleil's.
Oh my goodness. Alegria.
Exactly. I was thinking of Alegria.
Keep talking,
she whispered. How in the fuck was he supposed to make words when she was slowly sinking onto his cock? He wasn't a virgin, but it had been a while. After he had been silent for some arbitrary amount of time, Ray must have deemed too long. She began raising herself off of him. All right, Val.
Talk about performing under pressure.
Sean and David will get bonus reads next week.
No, I don't want bonus reads next week. I already did like...
Fine, David, we'll get two bonus reads next week.
I did like seven reads this week with the amount of content I put out, right?
God damn it, Fizz. Da 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 da, kill your parents.
We're terrible. He closed his eyes, the vision of her pink skin flushed and taking in his cock still burning behind his eyelids. When I get you home, I'm going to eat every inch of that perfect pussy until you beg me to stop. Then I'm going to fuck you with my honker before I bruise you from the inside out with my cock. Okay.
My bodon dunker.
Bodon dunker.
My bodon dickero.
Ben released a groan as Ray slammed herself fully onto all 9 inches of his cock.
Oh, it's like one of those quick time events where the battle slows down. It's just enough to see all the vagina juices glisten and the puddle splash that's like going outside of it. It's like a Mortal Kombat crusher move.
Oh, God.
Except very hentai.
Yeah.
It might not have been as thick as this hunker, but it was a lot to take in. Her answering shout had him thrusting up into her with abandon. Words and promises spilled from his lips. You take my cock so good, my little ring mistress. I'm going to put on a show you'll never forget. I'm ruining this. Ugh. Ray leaned forward and he captured her lips, desperate to taste any part of her. He devoured her. Om nom 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 nom. Her nimble tongue dancing along with his in the dizzying dance. He swallowed her moans, shifting in the small space to hit that perfect angle. It was almost, fuck, Ben!
There.
That's what you're doing.
A devilish grin curved along his lips.
Oh, devilishly clever.
His face might look permanently sad, but he knew his eyes burned into Ray's own. Ray's own? He watched her shiver and writhe on his cock, their gaze is locked. Gonna fuck you so good in this car. Soon enough, we'll make a proper clown car out of it.
Gonna fuck you so good in this Subaru Forester. And not like the new one. It's the old Subaru Forester.
I'm gonna fuck you in this Geo Metro.
Oh, no. David, what car did you lose your virginity in again?
A Buick Park Avenue.
Oh, take me, Ray, in the back of this Buick Park Avenue.
Hey, that's a spacious back seat, man. You got it.
Yeah, okay, more or less than a Lincoln Town Car.
I don't know. I've never been in a Lincoln Town Car.
Well, a Lincoln Town Car is called that because the space in between the seats is enough to stretch from town to town.
Yeah.
Well, it probably is good.
The Geo Metro is too brutal even for Nathan Explosion.
Get into a neon.
Sorry, I'm only having the opportunity to glance at patrons' chat every now and again. I have too many tabs open right now.
Ben watched her eyes roll back at his words, and he pressed on. That's right, you want to take my cum, have me fill you up with little clowns of our own, a whole house full of them. That's a weird sequel to Full House.
Not as weird as you'd think.
He had always wanted to settle down and start a family. Clowns love children. It was only...
I'm sorry, start a what?
Family.
Thank you.
Clowns love children. It was only natural to want to have some of his own. It was a bit forward to be imagining the girl he just met in the ice cream aisle, heavily pregnant.
No, it's not.
Do it, Ray practically, yes.
Wait a minute, you say do it in a Star Wars fanfic and you're not going to Palpatine?
It.
Thank you.
I'm tired, okay?
I thought you were Val.
Yeah, that too. I'm Val tired. I'm Valley tired. Yeah. Ray practically screamed, banishing the errant thoughts from his mind. He continued to ram his cock into her C-spot. That's not her C-spot.
That's her not... clown spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Wanting to feel her come apart above him. Come for me, Ray. Come all over my fucking cock, he ordered.
Ray spontaneously dismembered violently above him.
No, she burst into confettis.
That's what he jizzes, is confetti.
Oh, it's like one of those poppers for holidays?
Yeah.
No! Poo. Phew. The worst thing to add to poppers, as in like the explosive holiday thing, is to be drinking a Popper's Wild Ice while doing so.
Ah, yes. Today is the 20th anniversary of the first episode of Digimon Season 3.
Okay.
In which the main character in Digimon drinks a Popper's Wild Ice.
He was like, it tastes like metal.
It cleaned out my insides, but not in the good way.
He felt the walls of her pussy quiver, and he moved his thumbs to her clit. His thumb to her clit, rapidly rubbing the bundle of nerves. Yes, Hobozo, yes! Ben felt his ego soar. Calling me a god already? Oh, this poor pussy needed my attention. Don't worry, Ray. I'll tame your tiger.
Do they have tigers in Star Wars?
In the clown AU, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Watching Ray come apart, feeling her walls clam down on his cock was a fucking holy experience. She was so tight before, but now, fuck, the power of his own release startled him as he saw white and then felt himself release.
Oh man, I haven't cried this much since Dick Grayson's family died.
No. Wow. His whole body twitched, coming down from on high. He had been to the big trapeze in the sky, and he hadn't even fucked Ray in his bed properly yet. He took in rag breaths, trying to gain some bearing. His entire body tingled, and the weight of Ray slumped over his chest flooded him with warmth. So want to come back to my place for some comedy on our cuddles? He chuckled. Some COC? Really? What are you, 15? Ray groaned, but the serene grin painted across her lips belied the truth. Belayed, yes. How about all three? Only if you take me out for breakfast in the morning.
Oh, wait, all three of it was comedy or cuddles, and yes, I am 15?
Yeah.
That's what I took out of it.
I know a good place that serves one hell of a sausage, Ben smirked.
Better be Hebrew National!
Or Brightleaf.
You're a monster, Ray hissed out before slipping into her seat. Ben reached across the armrest to curl his fingers around her chin. He tilted her head towards his own and placed a chaste kiss on her lips. Yes, yes, I am. Let me take you back to my place. I'll give you a massage, we'll cuddle, and then round two? I can never resist a good cuddle, Ray agreed. As they quickly slipped back into their brightly colored jumpers, Ben could not wipe the large grin off his face. He caught a glimpse of himself in the mirror. The tilt of his permanent frown seemed a little less pronounced now. His grin only widened, the picture odd in the rearview window. I love H-E-B now, Ben declared, pulling out the parking spot.
H-E-B, Rue National Hot Dogs.
You really reached for that one.
Ray giggled, way cuter than the honking laughter he'd heard before. Happy ending, Ben? Oh yeah, I'll be coming here again, he swore, wagging his eyebrows. Just drive, you big clown. Ray rolled her eyes, the grin still etched onto her beautiful blue lips. Ben hoped he'd be clowning around with Ray for years to come.
Kudos, author. That was definitely something. And kudos to you, listeners, fans, lovers, special friends. And especially our patrons, our genital guardians, a barn owl in Groucho Marx glasses giving you sexy eyes from across the bar. Very appropriate for the story we just read.
How you doing, sweetheart?
Chirpy, Disambiguity, Disgust, Dizdon Plays, Epidel, Grass Dragon, No Recount, Me Harder Daddy, Richard Pryor, Santa Grimnar, The Judge, The Jury, and The Exegutter, two-time world champion... Heavyweight, sorry, two-time world heavyweight champion Matthew J.
Come on,
it's not super, it's not hard. Let's do this.
Bracket erotic honking intensifies. End bracket. And a super special thanks to our Bulge beneficiaries: Advent Dawn, Dump Truck Treg Borschwitz, Evan Balmel. Final Fantasy 13, but Hope is Silver the Hedgehog.
I finally found it. The Iblis Trigger.
Kogel Hot Dog and Mrs. Brisby are S tier, fight me. Miri, Razor Flood, Terrors, and Wage. All right, now I want fucking hot dogs.
Oh, well, too bad. We're out of sausage.
Well, I'll just take the fucking then.
Okay.